Psalm 63. A Psalm of David, when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Every one that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. O God, Thou art my God. Can you say that with a pure heart? Is the true and living God your God? If so, then like David, we can say, My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. There is a difference between just knowing that there is a God and truly knowing that God. But we can't know him until he and he alone becomes our God. And when he does, our soul will no longer thirst for our lusts and dreams and the things of this world, but our soul will thirst for the living God. Our desire will be to see his power and his glory, just like David longed for. David had seen the power and glory of God in the sanctuary. He had tasted and seen God's goodness and loving kindness in the house of God, in the congregation when everyone gathered together to praise and worship the Lord. But then God led him into the wilderness, where there was no congregation, where there was no sanctuary, no music, no singing, no rejoicing. He was all alone. And it was there that he realized that the same God that he loved and worshiped in the sanctuary was right there with him out in the wilderness. David wasn't all alone. His God was with him. And if the Lord is your God, then no matter where he leads you, no matter how dry and thirsty the season is, he is with you. And you will realize that his loving kindness is better than all the nice things of life. And your lips can praise him. As long as we have breath, we can praise and bless the Lord Most High. We can rejoice and be satisfied with him, no matter where we are and what state we are in. Remember the Lord. Meditate upon him in the night watches. He is our help. Rejoice in the shadow of his wings. When times get hard, follow hard after the living God with all your soul, and his right hand shall uphold you. You are in Christ's right hand if you are one of his sheep, and you are in the Father's right hand, and no man can pluck you out of their hands. Fear not. Those who seek to destroy, those who take the sword, they shall fall by the sword, and they shall be destroyed in hellfire. The mouth of those that speak lies shall be stopped. But let us rejoice in God. Let us praise His name. Let us seek Him and thirst for Him. For we shall glory in Him. Psalm 63.